Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits of the week. I'm Morgan. If you haven't been on this podcast before, what I do is break down the Bobby Bones Show from this week. So I take the seven best segments that y'all engaged with the most, called in about, or were the most controversial, or y'all just really loved, and I share them here, maybe for you to listen to them again or get caught up on the show if you missed some things from the podcast this week. Maybe life was a little bit crazy, so you get to hear them all here and make sure you don't miss out on anything, or maybe you just don't want to feel left out. So that's what it is, too. We're just going to go ahead and get started. Coming in that number seven spot, we had Elder versus Millennial. Y'all love this game. It's the battle of generations where Eddie and myself go up against each other and have to answer questions about each other's generations. And let me tell you, this game is just totally against me. It's nearly impossible for me to win sometimes because Eddie loves to buzz in early. And then, you know, this week I buzzed in early and it did not work out for me. So won't be doing that again anytime soon. And there's obviously the new twist that just adds to all of this, where the loser has to eat something gross. I've now eaten mayo with peanut butter on a spoon. And I have also now eaten a gummy hot dog with ketchup and mustard on top. And let me tell you, that gummy hot dog was not bad. But then you add all the texture of mustard and ketchup. Yeah, there was a lot going on there. Okay, so you can hear it right now. Play along with your friends and your family. And maybe you'll do better than I did and not have to eat a gummy hot dog.
Number seven.
All right, Eddie, the oldest on the show.
43 years old.
Morgan, the youngest on the show.
28 years old.
And they're playing a game based on what they knew as they grew up as kids. The loser.
No.
What?
I don't know. Whatever this is, I don't want.
The loser has to eat an Oscar Mayer group of flavored gummies. It's a hot dog gummy.
A wiener gummy?
Hot dog gummies? Ugh.
Oh.
And by the way, you have to dip it in mustard or ketchup.
No! That's
it's a hot dog flavor. Oh. We have that here.
Oh, my God.
We have that here. Okay, so let's play Elder versus Millennial, which if you lose, the product says, what do Oscar Mayer gummy hot dogs taste like? There's only one way to find out. You guys have your buzzers?
Yeah, we do.
Eddie, hit yours. Poo poo pee pee. And Morgan?
Morgan.
That's Morgan.
Okay.
If I hear that, that's your buzzer. Here we go. Question number one. It's an elder question. What celebrity is known for this catchphrase?
I pity the fool.
That's Eddie.
That's me, and that's Mr. T.
Mr. T is correct.
Yeah.
Morgan, you ever heard of Mr. T?
Just because of you guys, I don't even have B.A. any reference.
B.A. Baracus?
No.
Rocky 3?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Millennial question. This is a catchphrase from what Disney Channel show? Here's the phrase.
Oh, snap!
I heard Morgan. Go ahead.
That's So Raven.
That's So Raven is correct. Oh, snap.
Okay.
An elder question. And there will be a clip here. In 1993, this band released their debut studio album, August and Everything After. It featured this song. Eddie?
That's Counting Crows.
That is correct.
Man, I knew it right away, but I didn't want to buzz too early.
Is that a brag or what?
Well, I knew it right away. Never know how I'm going to phrase the question either.
Exactly.
Next one up. Millennial. What Canadian artist released her Eddie.
Avril Lavigne.
I just said Canadian artist.
Right.
And you just jumped in?
Avril, dude.
The answer is Avril Lavigne.
Yeah! That's why you do it.
What Canadian artist released her debut studio album, Let Go, in 2002?
There's so many Canadian artists.
I know, but I was never going to get it, so why not try?
I hate you.
Dang.
I actually hate you.
One question left in each category. It's an elder question.
Come on.
What's the name of the housekeeper on the show, The Brady Bunch? Now, Morgan, you need this.
Alice.
Woo! Correct.
What?
Don't know where that came from, but it was in there.
That came out in the 60s.
Correct.
That's what you get. That's some kind of karma.
What?
Next up, millennial question. Morgan, you need this to tie.
Oh, my gosh.
What actor began his acting career on the Mickey Mouse Club as a teen in 19...
19- nice.
Okay, there's a lot of them, Morgan, so have at it.
I know. Acting career, Justin Timberlake.
The question is, what actor began his acting career on the Mickey Mouse Club as a teen in 1993 and transitioned to adult stardom with the massive popular The Notebook in 2004?
Dang, what is that guy's name?
Eddie, you've already won.
Go ahead. His name is, I forgot his name.
I know his name!
Notebook's a great movie, though.
Ryan Gosling.
Morgan, you would have got it?
Morgan, you would have got it if you waited.
Oh, man.
Eddie is our winner.
Wow!
But more importantly...
That's right.
Morgan is our loser.
Come on, Morgan.
Now, Morgan, there's no meat in this gummy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a little concerned.
Because Morgan doesn't eat meat.
Why did you already put that?
What is it? What do you see in front of you?
There's a... Oh, it looks like a plastic hot dog.
It looks like a hot dog.
Yeah, it's a gummy.
With ketchup and mustard on it.
Okay, here she goes.
But it's not like normal mustard.
Oh, it's a long gummy. I thought it was going
to
be like a gummy bear.
I have to eat the whole thing?
No, it's an entire gummy hot dog. You have to eat half of it.
Okay, I'm just going to go
do a whole bite.
Put the whole thing.
Whole hot dog shaped gum. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I've had an actual hot dog since I was like 5 years old.
Welcome to the world of hot dogs. Okay. Go ahead. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh,
it's stretching. It's stretching.
This doesn't hit good.
Where did you find that? Just on the internet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Oscar Mayer Wiener sent it.
She's going to throw up. Should I get the trash can?
Are you okay?
Honestly, the gummy's not bad. It's all the textures of the sauces on it.
Any gummy with ketchup? I don't care what the gummy is.
So gross.
Oh, she's struggling right now.
Trash can?
It's fine.
Do you have a water?
Oh, my God.
What kind of mustard was that? Oh, my God. Guys.
What kind of mustard was it, Scuba Steve?
It's grape upon.
But of course.
Oh. Fancy.
But of course. Still chewing it up.
This is a really hard gummy. Okay, the sauces are gone. Ugh. That was the worst part. Okay, the gummy. It kind of tastes like your usual gummy bear.
She's back, guys. She's back.
Okay.
All right. Finish it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Eddie, good win.
Yeah, thank you, man.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Raymundo hosted a cow milking competition, and he shared a story on the show from it, basically where a country artist, who he was there to also host her performance, got knocked back by the cow when the cow was not appreciating being milked. So, fun story, but also maybe a little bit of fake news, apparently, based on what you guys are saying online and what Bobby said on the show. So it's just, you know, hear for yourself and then go check out the video at BobbyBones.com.
Number six.
Here are your three options. We're going to do one of these segments right now. Number one, Raymundo, our audio producer, was at a cow milking competition and he saw an artist get kicked over by a cow. That's option one. Option two is Morgan, who runs all of our digital or social media, she saw someone try to steal her mail and she recorded them.
Wow.
Or three, Lunchbox made the local news.
No, have you seen me on the news lately?
No. Right. Okay, have you seen Lunchbox on the news lately? So if you're not involved, you get to vote. So that would be me, Amy, Eddie, and if there's a tie, because there's three, Mike D will come in.
Okay.
Eddie, which one do you want to hear?
Man, Lunchbox's story has been so long, but I don't really don't care about it. So I'm going to go with Ray. I want to know what artist got kicked by a cow.
Amy?
Oh, I would like to hear Morgan's story about the mail.
Oh, boy.
I would like to hear Lunchbox's story on opposite day. I'm going to go with... with Ray's story.
Yes.
All right, so pick a bit. We select you, Ray.
Woo!
All right, bring the heat. What's the bit?
All right, so I'm doing this cow competition. All
How
right?
did you do a cow? Well, first of all, a cow milking competition? Where is that?
Hilarious. It was at the Nashville Fair, and the local station hooked it up. They said, we need somebody to do play-by-play of cow milking. And I said, it sounds random as crap, I'm in.
Okay, so you go, you have a microphone?
Yeah.
And there, how many people? Are they kids or adults?
I mean, the competition was between the news stations. So CBS, ABC, Fox, all them.
Okay, go ahead.
And they're all milking these cows, but there's two of them, and these cows didn't want to be there. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with cows while they're getting milked. They do a lot of other stuff. Disgusting.
Oh, like...
They're going one and two the entire time, so the people in the front row had to move back.
Oh,
so that's how it started off, and I'm like, wow, this got real quick. Well, Presley did not want to be milked whatsoever. The cow, I guess they have names and stuff like that. They're just like people. So this Presley started bucking, knocks over the milk carton, okay, or whatever it was, the milk pail, and there's a country artist, and the country artist's name is Hannah Ellis. We've had her on the show before. She's an up-and-coming artist. And the cow drills her in the chest because it was bucking. I got video of it. I put it on my Instagram, and it knocks her back, and she went back about 5 feet. And the entire crowd goes awkwardly silent. It's like, are we going to continue the competition? This chick just got knocked out by a cow.
Wow.
That stinks if that's really what happened. However, Ray's name is Clickbait Ray for a reason.
No.
Yeah, he could have just said my neighbor got hit by the cow.
I know her. We've had her on the show before.
Oh. Yeah, I went to Hannah's Instagram, and she was talking about it, and there was a whole, yes, the video is legit. She does get kicked back by the cow. You see her boots, like you see her little feet fly back. She seemed okay, but she said she's an extremely competitive person. She basically wasn't going to let
that stop.
She
kicked the cow back.
That's what I was thinking. She got back to the cow.
Yeah.
So, crazy. Ray, did she have to get taken down to the hospital or anything?
No, like, she got dusted, but she never hit her head, which was the lucky thing. So she just stood back up and they continued the competition. They thought about not doing that.
I bet that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
If I got kicked in the chest by a cow, I'd have to be like, oh, do some little dance or something, because I would just be so humiliated.
And then she had to perform after that, and it was all the cow stuff all over the ground, so they had to come in and put sawdust down so you couldn't smell it while you were watching her perform.
Oh, gosh.
This whole thing sounds like a disaster. This whole thing sounds like just absolute disaster. There he is, Ray, with a nice bit. We picked a bit.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Another one of the pick-a-bits on the show this week was mine. So I almost got my mail stolen, and I captured it all on video. Thankfully, I have a doorbell camera, and when I was at work, I got a notification, and well, let's just say some people were trying to get in my mailbox and steal some things, and also they had a not inconspicuous car at all, so that was another twist to the story, and I also shared what I'm doing now to make sure it doesn't happen again. Mind you, I never even thought this needed to be addressed, but here I am having to make sure I don't have certain mail sent to me, and I have to get a new mailbox. So, yeah, there's that.
Number 5.
Hey, Morgan, a lot of listeners said they wanted to hear your story about you catching the person stealing your mail or trying to steal your mail. What happened?
Yeah, so I was at work, and I got a notification for my Ring doorbell camera. And I pull it up, and I look, and there's this orange Nissan Altima sitting in my driveway. Never seen that car in my life.
That's a bold car to be stealing. An orange Altima?
Yes.
Like, get a white one. Wow, okay.
And I was shocked. I was like, maybe they're turning around. No, they're sitting there for several minutes. And then finally, my notification goes off again. And the passenger gets out of their car, goes to my mailbox, opens it up, looks for anything, and then closes it, runs back to the car, and they drive away.
So there was nothing in there, luckily?
Thank goodness nothing was in there, yeah.
So what do you do?
I filed a police report. And I mean, I'm hoping they find him. It's an orange car. There's not a lot of orange cars out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, get an automobile that is
more
easily. Yeah. So a couple things. One, what people do, some people do that want to steal your identity. If they get into your mail and they can find anything with your social or part social address, that stuff's in your mail. So what they do is they try to steal your mail. Then they can have at least one or two data points to try to steal your identity. That's thing one. Thing two is they may just be trying to steal stuff. Like a porch pirate, but without the guts to go all the way up on the porch.
Yeah.
But not as good a stuff in the mail. maybe a check or something. But yeah, I'm glad you caught them. So what do the cops say, or what do they say when you called it?
They haven't said anything. And I did talk to my mailman about it happening. He was like, you can put up one of those locked mailboxes that they can't get into. And I did, because I hadn't done this before. I changed all of my statements over to electronic. So now they really can't get a hold of anything. It'll just be like junk mail in there.
That's the number one thing they advise people to do. If you can make it electronic, do, because it's hard for people to get that information if it's on the internet, especially people that are just driving around looking at mailboxes. But I'm glad you made that call, because they're not just doing this to you.
No,
this is somebody
people.
In the neighborhood or somebody in town that's going to mailboxes trying to steal mail for one reason or the other. That's also very scary. They do it in the daytime, I guess, when everybody's at work.
Yeah, I guess they thought I wasn't there, but I just can't get over that it was an orange car. Like, they can find you very easily with an orange car.
Yeah, it'd be like somebody, you know, in a Chick-fil-A van. You'd be like, bro, you're driving the loudest vehicle that there is.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Amy's daughter is all about the side hustle. She's always finding ways to make money. And honestly, I think I need to take some lessons from her, because she has that entrepreneurial spirit and I never really had that growing up. So I definitely need to take some lessons from her. She found a new donut hack where she's trying to get some free donuts basically and resell them to make some extra cash. And you know, I'm all supportive of this, but I'm not sure if it's going to work out, because then Lunchbox went and tested the theory and it didn't work for him. So I don't know. Maybe it's because she's a kid and she can get away with this and make some extra cash. And I am sure hoping that happens for her.
Number four.
Okay, what happened?
Well, you know how Stashir is all about making money and saving money.
Yeah, that's Amy's daughter. She loves to hustle.
It's her specialty.
Love it.
So I guess she heard that you could go to Dunkin' at the end of the day when they're about to close and get any donuts they're going to throw away.
So if you show up right when they're shutting the doors, they will give you donuts.
What?
Okay, let's ask the expert. Lunchbox, you used to work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Correct.
If I were to go to that place at the very end and go like, I don't know, I'm just here looking for a donut, would they give me a donut?
I have no idea, because my Dunkin' Donuts never closed. So there was never a chance. We never threw donuts away. So we were always making new ones and selling through. So they would never close the doors. And so there was no giving away donuts.
What do you think the answer is? Do you think it's a real? You think
no, I think it's no, because they can get in trouble for health code violations.
If they give away donuts.
Yes, if they give them away at the end of the day.
Eddie, what do you think?
Oh, I think they give them away. I mean, that would be wasted food. You have the donuts.
The grocery store's getting trouble for that.
Grocery stores. That's why you can go dumpster dive and find good groceries. I had a buddy that lived in San Francisco, and he only ate out of dumpsters.
What?
Yeah.
You had a buddy?
He had a buddy in San Francisco. That's, to me, craziest part. Okay, so she go. Do you let her?
Yeah, she said, hey, she had a friend over, and she asked if they could ride their bikes down to the Dunkin' Donuts.
There's a Dunkin' close enough to ride a bike to?
Closes at 7 p.m.
Wow.
So it's not dark yet. So I said, okay, yeah, take the bike, see what happens. And sure enough, they got donuts.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's, you
know. She came back. Are you sure she didn't buy them when she was tricking you?
No.
Like she didn't take like $5 and buy donuts?
No.
I'm going today.
Yeah. I mean, I figured lunch could probably test this out, but it's kind of crazy. And I told her I don't want to take advantage of that. So if she wants to do this again, she needs to go in time to buy something and then kindly offer to take any donuts off their hands that they're just going to throw out.
But I don't think it's taking advantage of it if they're just going to throw it out.
Correct.
I know. But
it's not wasting.
But if you really want a donut, you should go early enough to buy the donut and pay for it.
Unless you don't want one bad enough, but you only want one bad enough. It's free right when they're closing.
Listen, I'm waiting for the day, honestly, where she comes to me and she
wants to sell the donuts.
Yes. And she's reselling the donuts she just got.
Wow.
On the
7:05 once they close the doors right there in front of the Dunkin'. It's like getting a nice, you know, like a nice chest and filling it full of Chick-fil-A and sitting there on Sunday when people drive through.
That's
be like,
right.
Hey, what do you need? I got it right here. Double the price. Yep.
So what's the line? Hey, I hear you're about to close. Do I get the donuts for free? I mean, is that all you say?
I don't know that they, you know, had a strategic line other than,
oh, they had a strategy. Don't worry.
For sure.
Y'all are closing. Like, do y'all have any donuts you're going to throw out? We'll take them.
Okay.
You got to try that, dude.
I'm going to do that.
And bring us some if they're free.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll bring you some. I'll bring you 2 dozen. What do you like on yours? Mm. You like sprinkles?
I like
Boston cream.
I'm not eating sugar, but I like the kind with, I like the cream. I like any donut with the cream.
Blueberry cake donut.
No. Cake guy. That's crazy.
Yeah, cake blueberry donut. Cake are good.
So good. They're the best.
I like a cream. Give me a cream.
I'll get you a Boston cream, a Bavarian cream.
And then I'll watch you eat it. And I'll be like, that looks so good. Lunchbox is a former Dunkin' employee, but you didn't know about this because you never closed.
Right. We were open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Never closed. Never threw donuts away.
So now, in-depth report, because Lunchbox went to find out if this was true or not. Here we go.
Since you're closing, is there any donuts that you want to give away so you know how to throw them away?
I wish, but if we do that, the cameras watch and then they like are mad when we do that.
Oh, because Bobby, I'm reporting live from Dunkin' Donuts, and the rumor on the street is that if you come in at closing and you ask for that, you're supposed to get free donuts. So you're telling me what?
I am telling you that not at this Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so the rumor that we have heard from other people is not true.
Correct.
So they are lying when they say they get free donuts.
Yes.
Wow, that is amazing. I didn't think it was true because I used to work at Dunkin'. I used to sling donuts, but we never closed. We were open 24 hours. So we had to come and put this rumor. We had to find out if it was true or false. So you are saying it is
false.
False.
Yes.
All right, Bobby, that's it. Back to you.
Yeah.
Why'd you ask her over and over again? She said false. And
I wanted to see if she would stick
so
to her story.
So what you're saying is.
I didn't know if I was persistent, if she'd be like, okay, we really give them away.
I think it has to do with you're an adult man, probably.
Sure.
And you're filming her.
And Stashir's a kid.
Right.
And they're like, oh, a kid, let's give him some donuts.
You think that. You know what I think? Someone lied to mom.
No, why would she lie?
Did you see the donuts, Amy?
The story. I didn't.
Uh-oh.
But I have a reason for that.
Would you have let her go and buy donuts if she wanted to?
Yes, that's what I wanted her to do. Yes, like she has money to buy them, but they got the donuts.
Yeah, okay, so they don't do it. I think they gave her the donuts because she was a kid, and they didn't give you the donuts because you're a man.
I mean, she pointed at the cameras and said, see these cameras?
But did you go through the drive-thru?
Nope.
Okay, this Dunkin' that she went to is a drive-thru.
No. Okay, it has a drive-thru attached to it.
Do it again.
But you can't drive through on your bikes.
Oh, yeah. You can go up to the window.
Okay. Try going to a drive-thru on your bike and see if they serve you.
If you're a kid, it's probably easier.
Yes, yeah, it's very easy. Let's go.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
This is definitely one of my favorite moments from the show this week. Breland stopped by. He's been one of my favorite artists for a long time now. If you want to check out one of his old songs, go listen to Hot Sauce, because I'm telling you, it's a whole vibe, and I still listen to it today, even though he has a new album out, which I also listen to, but this song is just really good. So he came on the show for the first time this week. He talked about his collaborations and basically how he won't release a song if he doesn't get the collaborator on that he wants. And that's super interesting because most artists don't do that. They'll just release the song anyway. So you can hear him talk about that story. And he also performed on the show. You can go and check out at BobbyBones.com.
Number three, it's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know, first time I heard of this guy, Breland, it was Keith Urban going, hey, you got to hear this guy. He's awesome. I was like, well, if Keith Urban loves him, then let me give him a listen. So, again, his name is Breland. Real smart guy. Was a student at Georgetown University. He's the son of two ordained ministers, and they were very much into gospel music, and that's affected him a bunch. It's influenced him a bunch. But, again, he's a music nerd. That's what he calls himself. But loves country music, and everybody in Nashville and country music has wanted to work with him. He's written songs with Florida Georgia Line and Sam Hunt and Keith Urban, and even Justin Bieber. I'm a big fan of this guy. Breland on the Bobby Bones Show right now.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Breland.
I'm a big fan, Breland. You know that, right?
I'm also a big fan.
You know what this of yourself? We're both Breland fans?
We're both Breland fans.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. This new song, Praise the Lord, is so good.
Thanks, man.
I mean, I heard you I walked out during the commercial, and I think I heard you guys doing Praise, or it just runs in my head nonstop. It's one of those two. It's either
I think you heard us say
a looping thing, or... and you're going to perform that here in a second, but I'm just so curious about how your live performances have been going, because I think you told me when you went out to play for Dirks, when Dirks called and was like, Breland, I'm a big fan, come play. You were like, I hadn't performed like that live before, right?
Yeah, I'd only played two shows before that, one of which was a whiskey jam and the other one was at my former high school.
Which is crazy to think. And then Dirks calls and goes, come out and play. Yeah. But I saw, are you playing Stagecoach?
We are, yeah.
So it has gone from 0 to 60.
Yeah, 0 to 100 if you're in kilometers.
Yeah, well, I'm not though. I've been places where I use kilometers and I have no idea how far.
No, you never know.
So are you? You're on stage doing these shows now. Are you kind of getting it? Are you feeling comfortable performing?
I would say after this summer, I definitely feel comfortable. You need the reps. You got to be able to work through different types of problems, figure out how your body responds to different climates, different types of audiences, people who are and aren't necessarily familiar or receptive to what you're doing. And I'm starting to get some of that confidence.
Breland's like one of the most cerebral artists that I think I've ever spoken to.
I can tell he just brought up kilometers.
He brought kilometers, yeah.
There are a lot of people in the world that kilometers is not like a big word for them.
World. So. But in the States, we're like, kilometers, kilograms. We don't know what any of this stuff is. Your parents, gospel singers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I definitely, especially in this song, because it's an easy, okay, well, it makes sense, praise the Lord. But how much of that stylistically, vocally, do you think that was passed on to you?
I would say a lot of it. You know, you grow up in a house with two people who have strong gospel voices. Like, I would say a lot of my vocal choices are informed by some of the things that my parents were doing as singers and listening to in the house.
Did you sing in church?
I did, yeah.
Could you let it go? I mean, as a kid, did you have the power to do that young? Where they were like, that kid right there, he's going places.
I don't think I was that kid. I think my sister was that kid. I think I started to grow into it over time. I was a pretty shy kid, so you would have to like really push me to get in front of an audience. Now I'm more comfortable, but at like 10, 11, 12, there was vocal talent, but you would have to be really close to my family to probably know it.
There's so much vocal talent. When I say he wasn't performing, he still could sing his face off. I'm going to have you play right now. This is the Praise the Lord. And on the track, if people spin it, Thomas Rhett's on it with you.
Yeah.
Do you call him? How does that get to him?
Yeah. I sent it through some channels, seeing if I could get it to him. And it eventually did a few months after we wrote it. And I was like, I'm not putting this song out until we get Thomas on the song. And if he doesn't get on the song, I'm never going to put it out.
You were never going to put this out without him?
I wouldn't have put it out without him. I knew I wanted him on the song. And I was going to stick to that.
Are there any songs that you were like, you know what? If I don't get Harry Styles, I ain't putting it out. And then he said, no, we never heard it. How many of those actually exist?
Some of those exist.
Really?
Maybe not necessarily with Harry specifically, but there are artists that I'm waiting for them to get on it to put it out.
You let me know who. We'll call them out right now.
Yeah,
publicly.
I was gonna say,
we'll publicly shame them. Yeah.
Tell Kane to quit playing.
Kane? Call him right now.
So
good.
I can feel different parts of my upbringing during that song. Meaning, when I was really young, my grandmother went to a Pentecostal church, and I could feel her like starting to like spoke in tongues at times.
Yeah,
like during that. And then I grew up in a Baptist church, and I could feel them going, "I don't dance too much,
right.
just a little. I know you want to." That song's awesome, man. So you playing? I've heard it many times, obviously, but you playing it live. Holy crap! There's a part maybe in like the pre-chorus or where you're what is that part? I'm gonna try that.
It don't matter how you worship, sinner, saint, win or lose.
Oh, come on. That win or lose? That's crazy. Every time he did, I was like, I gotta remember to bring that up. Hold on.
You got it. It's right there.
Win or lose. Oh, I don't have it.
It's okay.
I feel like I'm going through puberty trying it.
We'll try again at 2 p.m.
Win or lose. We're
gonna drop it 3 keys. We're gonna do it as a duet.
Win or lose.
There it is.
That's how I end up doing it. So you put out the record, and you can tell how much you're respected in Nashville by all the people that agreed to do the record with you, right? It came out like a couple weeks ago, September 9th, right?
Yep.
So just to list some of them here, you got Ingrid Andress, you got Lady A, Keith Urban, Mickey Guyton, obviously Thomas Rhett. I heard about you first. I was with Keith Urban.
Yeah.
And he was like, "You got to hear this guy." And I was like, "Oh, wow, he is good." But when Keith Urban brings up somebody, you're like, okay, well, if Keith respects him, then I probably should pay attention. And I know you've written with Keith. Mm-hmm. What is that like to just sit with him? Because Keith's a genius and quirky.
Yeah.
And is thinking 10,000 things at once. Mm-hmm. And you're meeting him and writing with him the same day. I got to assume that, is there any pressure there at all?
There wasn't really any pressure because I knew that because he reached out to me that there was a level of mutual respect creatively. So I was like, all I really have to do is come in and do what I usually do. And that was the thing that caused him to reach out in the first place. So we should be good. And Keith and I are both, we think about music very differently, but also very similarly. Like, we agree on melody pretty much all the time. And usually when you write with people, there's melodic differences. I might be like, what about this melody? And they'll be like, what about this melody? We always agree on melody and we always agree on chords. But because he's such a talented instrumentalist, he'll play a lick before he'll sing something, and I'll sing something before I'll play something. And so we usually will kind of come at the song from two different perspectives and then land on something that we both agree on. So every song that we've done sounds very different. You know, a song like Crimson Blue that he dropped for Nine Perfect Strangers is wildly different than my song Throw It Back, which is totally different than the two songs that I co-wrote on his project. And all of them are the result of both of us agreeing on a totally different side of music, whether it's approaching it from a classic rock perspective, approaching it from a hip hop perspective, approaching it, you know, from this like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, classic, you know, whatever. We know what we want.
I saw you on TikTok with, and I don't know if you released a song, but I'm a big Maisie Peters fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and I was talking about her on this show a few weeks ago because her songs are so hooky.
Yeah.
And you were singing one of her songs. Was it, which one were you duetting her
Kate's
with?
Kate's Brother.
Oh, that's what it is. That's
we put a Breland
Kate's Brother.
Out. Yes.
Yeah. So, because you were talking, was it, were you set up? Did she know you were going to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I mean, it looked like you were shooting your shot right on.
Yeah. We you know, TikTok, here's the secret for those of you who are listening. Nothing that looks like it's a surprise on TikTok is a surprise. It is.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's very, everything is planned in advance. Like, I'm not trying to ruin everyone's social media engagement, but yeah, everything is planned. They probably filmed it like 4 or 5 times to get it right. These tour announcements where they get a call out of nowhere.
Oh, those seem so fake. Yeah, those seem so fake.
They're dripping. In it, like, I'm like, come on, like, who buys this? But some people buy it, so I just wanted to pop that bubble real quick. It's all fake.
Well, you sold it to me because I was like, oh, I like Maisie, and then I saw you, and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, look, Breland shooting a shot with Maisie Peters.
Yeah.
And then I was gonna ask you next time I saw you, but it was all set up.
Yeah, it was all set up.
I'm a mark.
I did that song. I love Maisie. I think what she's doing out in the UK and on a global scale is massive. She's so talented as a writer, vocalist, entertainer. I've seen clips of her live show. She brings it. But that song, I've never done a song that was in that kind of punk pop lane. And I liked a lot of that music. It was reminiscent of like early Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, Avril, like Hilary Duff even.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, I'm a 90s kid. So that was all the stuff that we were listening to when I was in school. So for me to be able to get on a song like that and kind of add my sauce and flavor to it, tell my side of the story, it was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm just sad I was tricked. Like, all he's talking about, all I can think about is how big of an idiot I am.
You've been bamboozled.
Yeah, I've been bamboozled. And I try not to be bamboozled. She has a song, John Hughes Movie. I'm a big fan of Maisie Peters. Yeah. So when I saw that, I was like, dang, I like both of them. So, look, you're an amazing performer, an amazing singer. You do have a lot of followers on TikTok, too, by the way. Like, don't you have, like, you have millions, right?
I think it's like 500,000.
Maybe you have all the light. I looked, and I was like, dang, like, you already built a TikTok following, too. Are you making any money on social media yet?
Probably somewhere. Yeah, I'd have
probably,
to ask.
You're so rich, you don't even know anymore.
No, it's not even that.
I got social media
money, I don't even know where that would register, but I'm sure I've benefited from it in some way, directly or indirectly.
Yeah. Okay, Amy, you have anything for Breland? I'm going to play his new single. But
yeah, well, I just want to personally know about his energy. Like, when I walked in, I felt it, and then the whole time you're performing, I had goosebumps. So, like, what do you do to keep yourself... Maybe you were just born this way.
Definitely not.
Okay, so what do you do to keep yourself with whatever this energy is that you have?
Yeah, I have become very intentional about two things. One, who I am and am not spending time around. People who don't pour into me, who don't believe in me, who don't hold me accountable. I don't spend time with anyone who isn't a part of that. And then two, just focusing on gratitude, being grateful for everything, whether it's good or bad. That's why in the song, when it says win or lose, praise the Lord, like I really abide by that. I think it's easy to be grateful for things when you're getting good news and when things are going the way that you want them to. It's really hard to do that and almost seems counterintuitive to do that when you're getting bad news or when things are tough. And I've been really mindful of just being grateful for everything regardless.
Ray, you saw Breland where? Like Chick-fil-A grabbing food?
Yeah, you just went through the straight up drive through. I think you walked up to it. I figured you maybe had a person go get you your food.
Oh, he can't hear him.
Yeah.
I forgot to have headphones.
I can't hear you.
So
I just
Ray
heard
said he saw you at Chick-fil-A and you walked up because there's a Chick-fil-A and there's a window you can walk to. And he was like, I was surprised he didn't have somebody just getting his food for him. He's Breland.
No, I'm definitely getting my own food. What do you think? This is my first album. Like, what do you think is going on here? Like, I had Keith pull up and play with me at the Hi-Watt last year, and he came to the sound check entirely by himself. Nobody. Just walked in looking like Keith. I was like, this is absurd. So, yeah, I'm definitely getting my own food. Until I pass that level, I will be getting my own food.
Well, we can't wait until you do pass that level.
I'm still going to be getting my
own
food.
I don't know. Ray saw you. He was shocked. He was like, Breland was getting his own food.
You'll see me at Chick-fil-A in 2035.
But you can walk up to Chick-fil-A.
Well, yeah, there's a window.
Yeah.
You can walk,
well, it depends
you can order
on,
it on the
Chick-fil-A.
App. Sure, you can order it on the app.
Oh.
And then I have my people go get it for me. So they go up to the window.
Just kidding.
Okay, hey, let's talk about this single real quick because we're going to play it here for what it's worth. Now, for our audience who hasn't heard this, it's always weird to hear a song for the first time.
Yep.
It's good to have some background. Give me what they need to know before they hear it.
Yeah, the song is just my take on a breakup song. I've had a couple breakups in my life, and anytime I've had one, I hold myself accountable for the things that I may have dropped the ball on. And I wanted to write a song from that perspective, just maturely being able to say, hey, I understand I may not have been the person that you wanted me to be for you at that time, and I hope that you're able to find that.
He's like so mature.
I know.
Like I hate myself when I hang out with him because I'm like, I just want to be him.
I'm soaking
Come
him
on,
up.
Come on, Bobby. Yeah, we are one and the same.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's always interesting when a listener gets very angry at us for something. And I shouldn't say us. This time they were angry with Lunchbox. So Lunchbox took over our voicemail line, which is something he's been doing for a long time. And it's always funny because somehow he manages to get people on that have no idea it's actually him on the other side. They do think it's a voicemail sometimes. But one listener was not happy with Lunchbox's joke, and he was getting very angry. He yelled at Lunchbox. He asked for Abby and I instead, which is also a little weird. There's a lot that happened in this segment, so I'm just going to let you hear for yourself the listener who got very angry with Lunchbox while he was taking over the voicemail line.
Number two.
If we're not here, still call because we have a voicemail line. You can say whatever you want. We'll play them back on the air. This is Matt from San Diego, California.
I was catching up on some of the podcasts and I was listening to you talk about taking on the kangaroo. And as your friendly neighborhood zookeeper, I just have to say that I don't think you could do it, Bobby. Kangaroos are massive. I've worked with them. I know you're a tall dude at 6'1 and you work out and you train, but I'm telling you, man, I don't think you could take on a kangaroo. Love the show. Love you guys, though.
Yeah, I could. Okay, I'll whoop a kangaroo.
No, that's a specialist talking.
Yeah, he works with kangaroos.
And I'm special with the heart of a lion. Okay. When you take a heart of a lion and a heart of a kangaroo, whose heart wins? The heart of a lion.
I don't know.
I would whoop a kangaroo's butt. Never... And don't send me a big muscular kangaroo and be like, look at this one. You'll lose. That's like sending someone, a wrestler from WWE, and going like, if you just met this guy. Of course, that one you'd probably lose to. But random kangaroo on the street? Bring it, bruh. I stick my head in your pouch and be like, boom, and then cold cock him.
Okay.
I whoop a kangaroo. So you can leave a voicemail just like that. The voicemail line's like, hey, it's Bobby. Thanks for leaving. Leave a voicemail. Sometimes Lunchbox gets on the voicemail lines and just messes with people. So here is Lunchbox, and callers are thinking they're going to get this, but instead they get this.
Thank you for calling the Bobby Bones Show.
I sent a voicemail last night, and I don't know if y'all got it or if you even listened to your voicemail.
This is the voicemail. Leave a message. Beep.
Okay, you're doing this again. All right. Hello?
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 Are you there?
Well, actually,
anything else you'd like to say? You want to give a shout out?
I actually had all the
no shout out. No one cares. Have a great day.
Oh my. Okay, thank you.
Was that it? That's what you did? You just
be mean to someone?
Hey, they're trying to say something.
Okay, here's another one.
Bobby Bones Show. This is the voicemail. Beep.
Lunchbox. Hello.
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1. If you'd like to re-record, press 2.
Lunchbox. Is Abby around or Morgan?
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1.
Nobody believes that.
I really hope this is a joke because I think you're the only one amused by it.
Boring.
Why are you being such a...
That was rude. There is no cursing on the voicemail. Please rephrase your statement.
I hope to God you and I never meet in person, dude.
Why did you get robot voice? Because you weren't robot, and all of a sudden you go to robot. And also, nobody believes this bit anymore.
That guy was going to
kill
you.
No, he did.
He knows it's you.
He said, I hope we never meet in person.
I'm nervous for you.
Yeah,
now.
Me too, man.
What are you nervous about?
You did not make him happy.
Here's one more. And this one is Lunchbox. Then you're not the voicemail anymore.
No. Unless she was on hold. Okay. I'm going to patch her through.
Here you go.
Thank you for calling the Bobby Bones Show.
So I have a random question that I'm going to
put you on hold so I can patch you through to Bobby, but please practice your story while you're on hold so you get it concise and to the point. Please hold. We are live in 3, 2, 1. You're live. Go with your question, please.
Hey, so I'm calling to see what your picks
are. Whoa. Little more energy. Here we go. You are live in 3, 2, 1. We are live.
Hey, so...
No. Energy. We got millions of people listening across the country. We got it. Here we go. You're live in 3, 2, 1, live!
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show.
Here's your host, Bobby Bones. Go, go, go.
All right, I need your advice.
I can't hear you. You got to be louder, louder.
The Bobby Bones Show talks about something.
Okay. I mean, he just does this
for
fun.
You're just mean to people. It's not even like, you're stupid. Hold.
I feel like this was like us when we were like prank calling people when we were kids.
You didn't get that out of a system?
For sure.
If Lunchbox ever answers.
No, stop. Don't ruin this.
No, it's already ruined. Nobody believes it.
Don't ruin the bit.
Okay. I feel like we're going to lose callers.
Here's one more. This is a real one. This is Heather in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Bobby Bones. I need some help. My best friend, Flash Boss, principal, loves Luke Bryan. And I just bought us tickets to go see him in Bossier City, October 7th. Do you have any suggestions on how to tell her? Love your show.
How I would tell her? I don't. You were going to Luke Bryan in Bossier City on October 7th?
Yeah. Maybe yell a little bit.
Wait, say it right now to her friend and she can play this back.
Well, Eddie, do an impression of Luke.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's her name?
I didn't say.
Okay.
Principal.
Hey, it's me, Luke Bryan, and you're going to come see me in Bossier City. Let's go!
That's too much Yosemite Sam.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, a little too much Yosemite Sam in that one.
I'm sorry. I went a little overboard there. You're coming to my show in Bossier City, and I can't wait to see you.
That's pretty good.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah, play her this clip back. That'll work. And that's how you leave a voicemail. See, Lunchbox is never messing with you on the voicemails. But you can call us 877-77-BOBBY.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
And of course, coming in at this number one spot, we did some blind karaoke. It was Garth Brooks' audition. And y'all love blind karaoke. I think that means you guys love hearing us in misery, or you love hearing us sing things that we possibly can't remember. I don't know if you just love the chaos of it. Maybe that's what it is. But blind karaoke was a good time this week, hearing all the Garth Brooks songs, and especially because Eddie is a Garth Brooks fangirl, I think would be safe to say, and he had to sing one of the songs, and did he live up to it? I don't know. You tell us.
Number one.
So it's karaoke, except nobody has the words to the songs. It's blind karaoke. Welcome, everybody. Raymundo, you've never played the game. Now, you've heard them play it. Are you always like, man, they're terrible?
I could probably do a lot better than them, yeah.
I like that. And the category is Garth Brooks songs.
That's my boy.
That's his boy. Let's go, Raymundo. Woo!
Oh, my gosh. Hey, who's the judge since Ray is not judging?
No, Ray's never a judge.
Oh, I always thought he was a judge.
It's me, Mike D, and Scuba Steve.
Great, love it.
Okay, so we'll spin the wheel. Whatever it lands on, Ray, that's the song you will sing. Do you have any preference?
I think I can pretty much nail any of those bad boys.
All right.
Yeah, I've been to about five of his shows, so.
Let's spin that wheel! Woo! Ray, you'll be performing. Oh, that's a good one. If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Perfect.
Can you play a little clip of the real song so Raymundo can hear it? Just so we can get the feel. Here is If Tomorrow Never Comes from Garth Brooks.
If tomorrow never comes.
Ray doing If Tomorrow Never Comes.
It's probably a slow start to this one. I'm guessing about a 20-second intro. Nope. Unless we hit
that
it right here.
Right there.
That was it.
Sometimes.
We'll give you one more shot. I do cue them sometimes. Would you like a cue?
Yeah. I'm going to need that.
Do you know the...
Sometimes late at night.
Here we go. Wow. Okay.
He's so serious.
Here we go.
Sometimes late at night, I wander in the dark, thinking if I've done enough to see tomorrow. And everybody goes to work, experiencing the workforce, never thinking once that if tomorrow never comes, will my boss know how much he hurt me?
Wait, what?
Boss? If tomorrow never comes, will I know how much I lived? But if tomorrow does come, you gotta go to work. And then I'll always wonder, what if tomorrow never comes?
There he is. Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
He didn't know any
of it. You really were terrible.
He sounded like drunk Elvis.
What?
You know what I mean?
He didn't know any words.
Not one.
And I
thought he knew tomorrow never comes.
I mean, he sang all the words with a clip right on. And then when it came to it, you were on the wrong spot, but you didn't even sing those words.
Singing is really hard.
Why are you still yelling at me?
Oh. It's tough with this microphone, these headphones, and box.
I like how you think Garth puts the words workforce in a really slow, meaningful song in the lyrics.
Oh, wait, man. What was the, is your boss mad at you?
I didn't mean to attack bosses in general, but it put part of the song in the moment.
I felt like you were coming at me there, buddy.
I wasn't, but it's about tomorrow, and usually work is tomorrow.
Okay, so.
That's true.
Blind karaoke. Ray has no lyrics in front of him. He has the best he can. Judges, write your scores down 1 to 10. It's Ray's first time ever playing. There you go. Write it down. All right, Ray, thank you very much.
All right.
There he is. Ray Mundo. Woo! Next up, producer Eddie.
Oh, let's go.
Eddie, you love you some Garth.
I love Garth. You know that, Bone.
He's going to know every song, every lyric. Right. I mean, this is, if you don't win this, it's a travesty, Eddie.
There are a lot of good songs, though. There's, because they're all great, but I think good songs to actually perform. I think if he did like Call 'Em Baton Rouge,
Papa Love Mama's good.
Operator, won't you let me on through? Got some, come on, Bones. Yeah. Bones, you know I know all these songs. Dude, I used to dress like Garth. I was in the Garth fan club. I had a world tour jacket that my mom got me for Christmas one year. I am a Garth fan.
Well, we have nothing else to do except spin that wheel. You guys ready?
Yeah!
Let's spin that wheel!
Let's see, which one do I want?
A lot of songs on the wheel, and Eddie will be singing The Thunder Rolls.
Ooh, you know what? I was singing this just the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a rainstorm coming in. Oh. And when the thunder rolled, I was like, 3:30 in the morning.
Wow. You going full acapella? You going full Bo Bice on
this? No, I'm not. I need music.
Okay.
Wow.
For our audience, Ray, if you could play them the clip.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes.
This in your wheelhouse vocally?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is Eddie doing The Thunder Rolls. Blind karaoke. He's holding his belt buckle.
That's what Garth did in the video. "3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town on a moonlit summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in." He said it from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls.
Where's thunder?
And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. Here, look at the headphones, Buzz. Some on the telephone. Thankful he's around.
He's gone to Garth head mic now.
Yeah.
And the wind and rain, just strange new perfume blows. The lightning crashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love goes cold on a sleepless night. And the storm goes on out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
There he is, Bruce Ray. Nice job, buddy.
Did that not sound just like Garth?
No, but.
Oh, what?
You definitely had passion and energy.
Thank you, man.
Do we penalize you more if you mess up since you claim to be an expert?
Yeah, no, you claim to know every single, like, oh, I know.
Hold
all
on,
these.
You're playing. Oh. You can't jump in on this. You obviously want him to lose.
Sorry, Judge.
Yes.
Just take that into account.
Guys, just listen to what Ray did and compare it to mine and just write your score down.
Okay, thank you. There he is. Yeah! Producer Eddie, everybody. Okay.
Rolls.
Coming up, Lunchbox.
Woo!
And then our two-time champion, two times in a row, Abby. Who continues to dominate these fools? What?
I'm in the competition. I can't say anything.
That's true.
So
that's
he just
true.
He makes noises.
I can't say anything.
What do you think? It's a conspiracy?
Lunchbox is up next.
Woo! What up, dude? Hey, let me tell you. Some of these Garth songs, I should know.
And it's all Garth. But it's all Garth Brooks today.
Let me
all
tell
Garth
you.
All the time.
I went and saw him in Las Vegas. And I knew some of these songs.
It's good.
And if you buy the box set at Walmart, when they're singing The River, You see me in the crowd. Just so you know.
On the video.
The DVD.
It was like the corner of your head.
Not my face right on, someone. Life is like a river. Ever change. And it shows me, and it's like, whoa.
So do you want the river?
No.
Oh,
why not?
What would you prefer here on the wheel?
Hey, unanswered prayers, baby.
Okay, he wants unanswered prayers. I hope you get what you asked for.
I hope I get it. Yeah. There's like a couple of those. I got no idea.
You know the dance.
I don't think I know the dance.
Why are you talking like this?
Because I'm like nervous because these are huge songs I should know.
Yeah.
And when they come on the CDs or my iPod, I can listen to them and I hear them. And I'm
both.
Like,
iPod and CD.
Okay, Grandpa.
Okay, let's spin that wheel.
Come on. Come on. Give me some good juju. Give me some good juju on that wheel.
You'll be doing Shameless.
Oh.
You ever heard Shameless before?
I've heard it a couple times.
How do you think it goes before you hear it?
Because I'm shameless!
That's it.
But I don't know anything else.
Listen.
I'm shameless!
Oh, we nailed it!
Why do you look so stressed and sad right now?
Because the wheel never gives me anything that I have.
What do you want?
Unanswered prayers!
Hey, everybody.
What?
Whoa! Whoa, don't even do this! You guys don't do this!
Don't do this!
Oh, we'll regret it if we do it?
Do you have a problem with giving him unanswered prayers?
No.
I don't.
Okay, Ray, everybody has to sign off. Ray, you cool? Okay, Abby, can he have unanswered prayers?
Yeah, that's
okay. Good. Hey, Lunchbox, hold on. Unanswered prayers!
Wow. Let's go, because I'm shameless!
No, wrong
man
song.
Can see.
That's the wrong song.
Do you want Shameless?
No.
Shameless!
Last night at a hometown
football
game.
Okay, Ray,
will
you play unanswered prayers some of it?
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
Do you know every word of this one? From the beginning, blind karaoke.
Just last night at a hometown football game, me and my wife ran into my old high school flame. Then and there, I thank God for unanswered prayers. She was the one I had wanted for all time. But then I realized that just because you got unanswered prayers, I said, I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to that man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. And that's why I thank God for unanswered prayers. Because I wanted her, and now she's fat, she's ugly.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Stop him.
Yeah, there we go.
That could have gotten worse.
What?
You know, it's just, do you even hear the music?
The music just went to the chorus right now,
but yeah,
I think.
Do you even hear the music?
Not really.
Okay, because it doesn't seem like it.
I don't really hear it.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried about just getting the words right.
But you don't.
He got more than I thought.
I got a lot.
You did get more than I thought.
She was the one I wanted for all time.
Yeah. But you generally, you say you just want it, but you don't. So I just wonder if you tried to stay on beat.
No, I did try to stay on beat. Like, did I go too fast?
You did pretty good.
I went too fast
too
or what?
Fast? I mean,
oh,
really
way too fast. Yeah, you skipped some stuff, but who cares? It's a great.
Like what part did
I
skip?
Maybe your finest performance. If we're being honest here.
Wow.
Yeah.
What part did I skip, though?
The whole song. Yeah, you were done with the whole song in 30 seconds.
And then you said she was old and fat or something. All right, here we go. Lunchbox, everybody. Nice job, judges. Write your scores down. Wow, let me just say I'm looking at one of the scores.
Uh-oh. Not
good.
Oh,
wait. Never mind. That's combined.
Oh. Dang it. Man, I swear.
Hey, I saw that number pop up, and I was like, dang. Okay.
When you talk to the woman.
Okay. All right, Garth, you're done.
I'm trying to think. What part did I miss? Because they saw.
Let us bring in our fourth contestant. Two-time defending champion, they call her Abby.
Abby!
There she is.
Oh, boy. She's so good.
Abby, we're so happy that you grace us with another appearance here on the stage.
Oh, I can't wait.
From singing at the bars in Vegas and Nashville to right here in front of us.
Man, look where I'm going.
Do you have a favorite song?
Friends in Low Places. Yeah. But I love Shameless also, so I'm glad you didn't do that song.
So, Abby will have the wheel spun, and whatever lands on it, she'll sing with no words in front of her. Do you study any Garth songs for performing when you do your sets?
Not really, okay. No.
Well,
so,
let's see what happens. Let's spin that wheel!
What is it?
You're a fast one.
Abby, you have Papa Love Mama.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
There's so many words to this
Uh-oh.
One.
It's tough. Let's see what you're made of, Abigail. Is that your name?
No, but we'll go with it.
All right, let's go.
Papa love mama, mama love me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the bin.
Are you ready?
I think I know the chorus, but yeah, the
here
beginning.
We go.
Mama loved going down there every night, and Daddy told her he was gonna be all right. They went down to the liquor store, and they said, hey, I want some money more. They go out, and every now and then, they go to Broadway, and they go to all the bars, oh yeah. They keep on walking till they see a guitar, and then they fire it up and load it into town.
Yeah.
Oh, Mama was a lover, Lord, that shout. Mama was a good-looking devil's kind. Papa, Mama, Mama, oh my God, Eddie, you got this. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen. I can't sing guy songs. Yeah. Dang it.
That's tough.
Just give it to Eddie. Yeah.
Hey, there she is.
Wow, that's it. That's it. Oh,
I have never seen someone give up and award the winner in the middle of a song.
I can't believe I did that.
She did both. She quit and gave the championship to somebody without even.
Wow.
Is Lunchbox is in this, right?
She didn't even fight for it.
Bobby, Lunchbox is not in this.
No, I know
what part I missed.
I knew I destroyed it.
Remember, the angel, she's not the angel I remembered of all time. That's what I mean by saying.
Are you still on that? Okay. Ray, would you play some thinking music for me? I need to do some tabulations here.
He's still on the song.
Okay.
Let it go, Garth.
It's fine.
Okay, got that.
Gosh, Abby.
Okay. And then I'm going to do Boy Abby. Abby, that might be the lowest.
Dang, Abby.
I've seen a lot.
Forever. All three. Mostly because you just quit, yeah.
I like the fired it up, though. That was good.
Okay. In last place, and this person will not be performing next week because she quit, is Abby.
Yeah! Get out of here! Let's go!
Abby got a total score of 6.
Dang. That's the champ. Defending champ.
Because she quit. Whoa. You can't quit. You can't.
It's a bad day.
I mean, I thought you tried to teach her that weeks ago,
can't
man.
Can't quit. Can't quit. So, but Abby gets the lowest score.
Wow.
It's 6. So everybody else is surviving in next week.
Yeah!
Okay, in third place with a score of 14. Ray.
That'll do.
Wow.
He's happy with it.
Hello, guys.
All right, that's
man,
it.
I'm going to sing you guys out.
I got it.
You're going to sing us out?
Yeah.
If he wins.
Is that what we do?
No, even if he doesn't win, can he sing out, please?
That same song?
No, whichever one he wants.
Maybe we try Shameless?
Yes, because we'll never know.
Either way.
I went to work for her father that summer.
No, that's that summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows.
With a score of 16.
Oh,
it's close, huh?
Lunchbox. Second place.
Okay. Oh, no. You were supposed to tease me and say, oh, and then Eddie got a 15.
No, Eddie got 21.
Wow.
Good job, Eddie. Good job. Eddie is our winner.
Wow. It's almost not fair because, I mean, Garth's my favorite. He's the GOAT.
Eddie, would you like to sing us out or would you like somebody else?
No, I would like Lunchbox to sing us out. And I'd like to pick the song.
Okay, go ahead.
Colin Baton Rouge.
Okay, and here's Lunchbox singing Colin Baton Rouge from right there.
Oh, put on the line.
Let's go.
Wait.
Come on, let's go.
He went straight Yosemite Sam. All right, and go.
Hey, operator, put her on the line. I got a caller. She's hot as a dime. I'm operator. I got to call her and tell her I'm coming to Baton Rouge because I love you. Hey, operator, she is fine, fine, fine. Will you please put her on that line? Calling Baton Rouge.
That's it. Yeah.
It's the best bits of the week. With Morgan number 2.
That's it for the best bits, just the bits this weekend. I hope you guys are enjoying some awesome weather. Maybe you have fall weather, maybe you have right before fall weather, or enjoying whatever your plans are this weekend. But I appreciate you guys hanging out with me here and listening to the bits. Make sure you go and check out Best Bits part one, which is with Abby this week. We talk about a lot of fun things, including some TV show, movie suggestions. We also just talk about life lately, which is always a good time. If you want to follow me, you can go to @WebGirlMorgan on all the things. And you can also check out the show @BobbyBonesShow. Go see some of this content that I talked about this week. Also, there's more up there that I didn't get a chance to talk to. So definitely check that out. Y'all have the best weekend. I'll see you next time.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.